There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for us who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. Destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And welcome to the second half of the Glenn Pav Show, actually the second third, because we have 3 hours here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are excited to be with you today at 7 minutes after the hour, drive time, prime time, on Righting the Right, the Glenn Pav Show, bringing our country back to the right of center. And I always start with a look at the book at each hour to bring a foundation and focus of the truth to us. And R-I-G-H-T is an acrostic that I put together, the R for Reformation, the I for Integrity, the G for Godliness, the H for Honor, and the T for Truth. I want to talk a look at the book at I for Integrity. You know, I've continually seeking to right the right and focus on our mission as a political activist. You probably already know that the R in right stands for Reformation, but do you know what the I stands for? That's integrity. Political corruption, moral decay, patriotic disloyalty, open dishonesty run rampant in our country today, my friend. The leftists, from the presidency to the media, unabashedly use harsh criticism based on lies to demean the character of the constitutional conservatives. Character assassination is the norm of the day. Overt acts of bribery and theft are left unpunished. Our president's sarcasm is disingenuous. It's unprecedented. This is intolerable, my friends. Integrity must rule the day, or trust in God and country is not possible. And as the president of the Conservative Talk Network, let's reform our country with integrity. Let's keep righting the right. And I leave you with this, Proverbs 10:9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. May your walk today, my friend, be a walk with security. I want to introduce to you our guest for this entire hour. He is a Christian as well, a strong supporter of Israel, a firm believer in capitalism as expressed by our Lord. He says, I've come that they might have life and have it abundantly. I believe Jesus meant that in every aspect of our earthly life, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. And we have with us Anthony Ford. He was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, by parents who were very politically and socially active. His father wanted him to be groomed in two fields, entertainment and politics. In school, he had what would be called ADD today. He wasn't given drugs or pills, but was restless and bored in class. Music was then recommended, and he chose the bass viola. That choice changed his life. Somehow, it fell in his father's plan for him, even though Anthony rebelled against his dictates for his life, especially during the 60s. Well, Trance, the band he belonged to, became rather successful. Now, there were several other traumatic events that changed his life. His band had a gig in New York City on New Year's Eve in 1974 with the legendary jazz artist Roy Ayers. His four brothers were all victims of sickle cell anemia, and before he left for the concert, his youngest brother was once again ill with an attack. Anthony, his only brother that does not suffer the debilitating effects of this disease, is our guest today. This other brother died on the way to the hospital on February 14, 1974. His oldest brother, a banker, died from complications. His second oldest brother, an electrical engineer, succumbed in 2005. After leaving the entertainment industry, Anthony joined the Army during the Vietnam War, and we thank you and thank him for his service. A few weeks later, he joined the 55th AD Republican Party and enrolled in the Crown Business Institute for Broadcasting, a forerunner of the Columbia School of Broadcasting. Well, he has much on his pedigree. He is the author of a book called What Have We Done, under the pen name Mark Howard, consisting of a series of essays on the state of America and his critique of our country. And we're going to be looking at a critique of our country today with him. We're going to be examining our country, the socialism that's rampant, our church, the revival that's needed, the truth that is being distorted in the media, money, the national debt, the state of the world, and in the new world order, one world government. Well, if we get to all of these, it would be almost a minor miracle. But Anthony Ford, welcome to the nationally syndicated show, The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. It is a pleasure, truly a pleasure, to be on your program and also to listen to you. I must say it's refreshing, really refreshing, to hear a voice like yours in this wilderness of so much liberalism and other foolishness that we're hearing. And it's just, you know, it's just good to know that there is hope, that we should not give up hope, that we still must, you know, fight the good fight, and hopefully through prayer and God bring this country back to originally where it stood, which is a beacon for all the world. And with that said, I want to say this. This book came about, truly, by a whole spiritual process. The one day that I did not go into broadcasting, and as a broadcaster, you know, it's in our blood. We have to be yes. behind the mic and everything like that, was on September 11th of 2001. That was the one morning I was a morning drive anchor. And that was the one morning that the Spirit said, don't go. It was just two words, don't go. But the voice was so authoritative and so convincing, I just said, okay, I'm not going to go today. I would have been under the World Trade Center between 9:01, coming back home. I left at 4 in the morning, and my drive time shift ended at 9. I would have been under the World Trade Center as it was collapsing. That particular incident changed my entire life. It gave me a whole different retrospect on life, and then I just simply started to look at myself, number one, my walk with the Lord, and then this book emerged from that. I was led like to look at, take a serious look at the country that I loved, that I really yes. loved and volunteered for to defend, and look what had happened to it. Hence the book What Have We Done came out of that. And in the book, as you said, is 20 essays, short essays on the topics, everything ranging from country, abortion, sex, families, you name it, it's in there. And it is shocking. I mean shocking at the demise of the once greatest nation in the world. It is really scary. And that it was, you see, I was, when you're a broadcaster, you hear the news, you report the news, and it almost is like breathing air. But the constant, you know, reporting of the terrorists, rapes, murders, the like, you don't see it. But when I pulled back and actually studied and looked at this country from a biblical perspective, not necessarily from a political perspective, from a biblical perspective, I was on many occasions brought to tears, because what I was being shown by God of what in every area, minutely in every area, what we were doing, it was just scary. And just to give you an example, I'll start with one area, children. And it was showed very clearly to me, pivotally, that early 1960s, the demise of where we are now started from two major decisions. One, the right to kill babies. That was the first one. The yes. second one was take God out of school prayer. Now, fast forward 50 years later, here's what we have. Children killing children. Teachers molesting children. Children molesting teachers. As a matter of fact, we have children bullying each other to death, literally. Literally. We have mothers putting their children in vehicles where they can go shopping and letting them overheat and die. We have mothers and fathers. Right here in Texas, we had a case of her boyfriend beat her 2-year-old child in the stomach so hard that she ruptured and died. And the mother helped him bury the child. There is no sanctity for life anywhere now amongst our children any longer. We have Columbine, Sandy Hook. I mean, this is, it's amazing. That's one area where actually our children have been handed over, for lack of a better term, to Satan. Exactly, yes. What we did. We took a gift that God gave us and turned them over to Satan. We have sexualized our children. I mean, just think of it. For the last 2 or 3 months, the big news was Miley Cyrus and her sexual antics. And yet, I mean, you know, you can't really blame the children, because it's us adults who have foisted these things on our children. Our children have no consciousness now, no respect for life, and neither do the mothers or the fathers. And you think, well, why is that? How can a mother, and no matter how we try to make it sound politically correct, she's actually killing her own flesh, yes, and blood.
Anthony Ford, we're going to be back with you right after the break here. We're taking a hard break, and we'll be back, and we'll be talking about that and many other topics.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West shooting range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show. It is 19 minutes after the hour right now with author Anthony Ford, and his pen name is Mark Howe. Kindle has put out this, or and Amazon have put out this book out there on the internet. You can pick it up that way. It's called What Have We Done? A scathing and brutally honest look at the rapid and moral and spiritual decline of the once greatest nation on the face of the earth, the United States of America. What Have We Done is an unabashed look at the shocking decline of America in all areas, sex, sports, money, freedom of speech, and many, many more. And Anthony has written What Have We Done as a no-holds-barred critical assessment of the U.S., a must-read for every American citizen, a must-read. As Mark Howard, What Have We Done, is powerful. Anthony, we're talking about, you know, the beginnings of the domino effect of the immoral values that have come about in the last half of the 20th century, the taking out of school prayer, and now almost 60 million American children aborted in this country.
My God.
And the fact of this, it's just abominable. But that domino effect causes morality in all other aspects of our country as well. Socialism becomes rampant in our country along the way. Let's talk about how that has come, and the seeds of that have moved to what we have today in our current situation.
Unfortunately, what you just said, Pastor, is absolutely true. We are not even creeping. We're now rushing towards socialism. And socialism is just another form of godliness. You know, completely godlessness. And the reason being that this is occurring is because of what the so-called, this started in the Great Society, which was brilliantly disguised as a program to help the poor and minority. But what it actually was intended to do was to make human beings in this country dependent on the government. That was going to be the new God, the government. And now we come all the way to Obamacare, which simply says the government now will take care of you as far as your health needs, feeding you, and everything else. It's almost like usurping the authority and power of God. You don't want to pray to God anymore. Yeah. You want to pray to the government that will take care of you, the government that will provide for you, the government that will give you cell phones. I mean, it's so obvious. But if you're not looking at this from a biblical perspective, it seems like, wow, it's so wonderful what liberals are doing. They're giving us all these wonderful things, but now really, they're taking everything from you. And it's nothing more than a brilliant disguised plan of socialism. It's obvious. It's obvious when you look at what is going on in the states individually, how rights are being eroded. It's amazing to me how you cannot practically say anything about anyone. But if you try to say Merry Christmas in this country, in certain states, you cannot even do it on the Lord's Day. Now, that is amazing to me. You could say everything, Happy Holiday, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy this, but don't say Merry Christmas. I mean, think, what have we done?
Yeah.
Hence the title, What Have We Done?
And even in our cultural tradition, Christmas is being was accepted. It wasn't even always to everyone a religious holiday. It was our culture. It was the way we were raised. And that's being taken away. So not only the Christians are being bombarded with this and being blasphemed by it and being muted in many ways, but it's in our culture. It's ingrained in us. And what we have come about, I believe, Anthony, is in a summary of what you just said, is we've substituted government for God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And if you look at anything, when this happened, anything, and all through the biblical and every other, just do some history, every country who has tried, and I say tried, to remove God from their country, the country was no longer. The country simply was no longer. It even happened to Israel. God said, I am your king. I am your king. No, we want a real king. We want a king with flesh and blood. God said, a king is not going to be good for you. He's going to destroy your people, take your women, and everything else. Oh, we still want a king. God said, told Samuel, listen, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me.
Yeah.
What do we think America is doing now? Do you know, and I'm sure you know this, Reverend, you cannot, in the United States Army, pray in the name of Jesus Christ any longer. Many chaplains have reported on this. How do we expect to fight the enemy if we can't even use the name of the one who defeated the enemy? It's not even sensible on any level. Yet we wonder, why are we going back into these areas? Why aren't we winning war decisively? Because you took the victor out of it. You took the one who can vanquish the enemy out of it. You can't pray to Jesus Christ. Who are you praying to? Think. If you're not respecting God and his son Jesus, who do you think you're respecting?
Absolutely. You know, we're talking to Anthony Ford here. His pen name is Mark Howard, and he's written What Have We Done? And it's a great question, and he answers it through his book. You ought to pick it up on Amazon or Kindle. It's a great read, and we are encouraged that here's a man of faith, a man of God, who is really telling it like it is, and he is of kindred spirit with me here on the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. And Anthony, yesterday I read a story, a shocking story to me, about the military in the Navy. Not only are the chaplains being muted and not even being able to counsel and talk about Jesus Christ, even outside of their 1 hour or a portion of their chaplain time. But also, the Navy is taking out all the Gideon Bibles on the Navy bases throughout our country and the world. They're removing them, they're confiscating them, and they're asking the chaplains to help in this, to take them out so that they can't have the influence of the Word of God, the Bible, in the Navy and all the people that visit on the in the motels there that are provided by the Navy. This is just like a 1-2 punch. I can't believe that the Navy has can't have any backbone, or and the other military, the Air Force, tried to do it too until there was such great uprising about from believers about that. They were trying to ban it too, and it's really not them. It's really up to the highest person in the commander in chief's office. It's not them, but they don't have the backbone to say no. We need this. This is a fiber of our country. This is the fiber of our military. It was George Washington, and Anthony, you know this. George Washington had Black Robe Regiment members who were chaplains in every regiment that he had in the Revolutionary Army. And these guys were Black Robe, and I'm a Black Robe Regiment of the 21st century, but nothing like those Black Robe Regiment who's had a musket in one hand, like in Nehemiah, a musket in one hand and the prayer book in the other hand along the way to share with these people. We've come a long way, and we're deteriorating, and we must have it to stop.
You know, I'm listening to you, what you just said about the Navy, and I got to tell you, it's more than shocking, because I remember in 1975 when I volunteered to defend this country, the first thing they gave you amongst all the other things was a Gideon Bible. Yes. I read that Bible through my whole time in the service, and it became tattered, it became worn, but that Bible kept me through horrendous situations. I learned, you know, maybe before then I didn't understand, I didn't believe, or whatever, but by the time I had been in the service, that Bible was my comfort. Jesus Christ is real. I don't care how people put it, how they want to say it, he is real. And the fact that you're removing the only anchor, particularly for soldiers, it's beyond me, but it's like exactly what the book is saying. And I got to be fair to you and your audience. I was one on the other side. I was in entertainment, and I did everything and anything that I wanted to do at that particular point in time. I was in a reprobate mind state. I did the drugs, I did the drink, and I did it all because I was in entertainment. I talked to John Lennon the way I'm talking to you. I sat on the stage of Johnny, because I mean, I was out there, and I thought I was living it up the world, but God knew that what I was doing was destroying myself. I was following right behind Satan. So what I'm saying is not just, oh, I'm going to be somebody and be holy as hell. No, I've been through everything that I put in that book. Some of the things that's in that book, I didn't even want to put it in there. But the Lord, everything that I'm telling you to write, write. I'm sure Peter didn't want it to be read, that he cowered and he ran and he cursed Jesus and everything. He didn't want that in there. But God said, this is the truth. America has to know the truth before you can start, because the truth will set you free. And if we know that, listen, this is our country. You can't, I mean, look, we're taking away the Bibles, the anchor. What did the God say? My word is your sword. We're taking away the sword. Now, yes. This is real smart.
Anthony, we're going to be back. We had a little problem there with the communications, but we're going to be back and talk to you about what the church needs, revival, and how this truth is distorted. And we're going to be talking about that with Anthony Ford, the author of What Have We Done? And we are excited to have him on the show, because he has the passion, he has the experience in the past, he's seen it on both sides of the aisle, if you will, and he is
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Busted. I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. Political analysts say Russian President Putin is feeling the pain of new economic sanctions. For example, Crimea has just been put up for auction on eBay. A new poll shows the popularity of Obamacare has slipped to a new low. In fact, Obamacare is now even less popular than Nickelback. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee announced it raised $100 million to assist in their fight to keep money out of politics. NBC's Chuck Todd said Democrats have a pep in their step, which he hasn't seen since 2012. He then went on to say that Democrats are the bee's knees and their new immigration bill is a real humdinger. The federal government is shipping a number of illegal aliens up to Alaska. Well, that makes sense. If the economy gets any worse, the illegals can just sneak into Russia. Democratic Party activists are pushing Michelle Obama to run for the U.S. Senate. Senator Michelle Obama? Come on. She doesn't even make a good lunch lady. Hillary Clinton is refusing to disclose her net worth. But yeah, let me guess. Her net worth is just a little bit more than dead broke. And finally, a new book claims that Joe Biden likes to swim in the nude. And you can read all about it in the latest issue of 101 Reasons We Wish We Were Blind magazine. Thanks for watching News Lesson, everybody. I'm Jody Miller. Make sure to tell your friends about us, and we'll catch you next time.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep writing the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines.
Warriors on the front line. We are made to be courageous, my friend, and we have a courageous author of a book called What Have We Done? The author is Anthony Ford online with us here. His pen name is Mark Howard. If you go and Google it and try to pick it up on Kindle or Amazon, What Have We Done? And we've been talking about our country's socialism and the social issues that have caused our demise here. We also want to talk about the church and the revival needed. You know, folks, the R in Righting the Right stands for Reformation for me. You know, the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century began as a movement of individuals, both laymen and clergy, whose faith and witness inspired thousands to restore sound biblical Christianity to the people of all nations based upon the truth of the gospel according to God's holy word. And today, the gift of the godly heritage is being challenged by many factors and may not survive intact beyond this generation. Today, we need a spiritual revival of the soul and a political reformation of the mind. Back in 1720 to 1740, we had a spiritual revival of America in the colonies. And that Black Robe Regiment group of people who finally got it in their hearts to be inspiring were teaching the George Washington and the Thomas Jefferson and the John Adams and all the others, the James Monroe and many others, the truth about what they should understand, biblically speaking, about the social issues, the freedoms for all. And then they went out and fought with them and became regiment chaplains in his Revolutionary Army. And they made a difference in this country back then. We want to make a difference today. And Anthony Ford is with us, making a difference in 2014 with his book, What Have We Done? Anthony, welcome back to the second half of the show here. We want you to talk about the church and the revival that's needed. In my opinion, and I want you to bring out yours, in my opinion, I believe that the beginning of our reformation of our country, not a transformation of America and throwing out everything, the baby with the bathwater, but a reformation of our country begins with the church and the revival that God could instill in the hearts and lives of believers. Your thoughts?
You're absolutely correct. Revival is crucial. Revival is absolutely necessary for any change on any level, foundational or otherwise, in this country. And I prayed about it, cried about it, said, God, we have to have revival. And as you know, the Spirit responds. Yes, He does. And He responded to me in a way that is so logical that I couldn't argue with it. How can you want my church, which is His church, to have revival when the whole denomination of the church are embracing and supporting sin? What God calls an abomination, many are denominations saying it's okay, God's changed His mind, He loves you. How can we really expect a revival in the church if we don't have one in our own hearts? We have to be able to stand for what the Bible says, whether, like Job said, though they slay me, I will stand for Him, I will be for Him. We now have the church wavering. The church itself is wavering. That's yes. The last resource in this country. And when the church itself does not realize that we have to stand on God's Word and God's words only, we have no, what do you think is going to happen if we now, because remember what God said, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. And unfortunately, many denominations are doing that today. They're telling people, well, God says, you know what, I think a marriage, we've seen a man and a woman, many, no, that's not the way God really meant it. I'm not making any type of sexual judgment here. What I'm simply saying that if either we stand for the Bible or we stand for nothing. And God's word is inherent. It doesn't change. It doesn't alter. We, the church, have to really want a revival. And how does the revival start? By individuals looking to God and saying, listen, I messed up. I sinned. And God is gracious. He said, okay, this is the way it should be. If people see us standing up, regardless of how we may have failed, standing up for what is truth, what is really truth, other people say, you know what? Those Christians are doing something right. But we're not. We're wavering. We're backing down. We're doing all. Many instances, I heard another pastor say just the other day, the church looks like the world. How can we be a light if we're in darkness? How can we be the salt if we're not salty? We have to really tell, look, this is the wrong person to vote for. This is the wrong things to vote for. We have to tell people and not be afraid that, well, they won't like us anymore. They didn't like Jesus. It was obvious they didn't. They put Him on a cross. We did because we didn't understand what He was trying to say. It's two things. Two things this nation and this whole entire world need, and they're very simple. One, love the Lord thy God with all thy might, heart, and everything you got, and love your neighbor as yourself.
If the two
you do
great
those,
commandments. Absolutely, it. Anthony Ford, you are preaching. I love to hear this because this is such encouraging. Is it encouraging to you, folks? It certainly is to me. And this is the hope of tomorrow, but the hope of today. But we've got to get involved ourselves, folks. We in the church, and I understand that there's a story about a British revival in many decades, years past, way back, and they were on the verge of getting right with God, and a little girl stood up, and she shouted out with all her might, like a little girl could scream, "I love Jesus Christ!" And the people had revival.
Oh, wow.
Now, we need those kind, whether it's a child, whether it's a parishioner, whether it's one in the congregation or whether it's a pastor from the pulpit.
Amen.
We need revival. And Anthony Ford, you talk about it in your book, What Have We Done, haven't you?
Yes, that we the church is the key. And the only reason the church is the key because God put us here to be a light, to help people, to guide people, to lead people. We must simply pray to God, hey, we made a mistake, we messed up. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the direction to go into. And it's very simple. It's very clear. He says, my rules and regulations are not hard. I just want you to love me and love your neighbor. Teach them the truth. Do not tell these people that, well, the government is your God. Do not tell these people that God is not capable of healing you, taking care of you, providing for you, doing everything you need. God said, I am that I am. That's everything we need on the face of earth. But we have an enemy, and we're not really fighting, as you probably know, Pastor. I'm sure you do. We're not fighting against other human beings. We're fighting, as the word says, you're not fighting against flesh and blood. You're fighting against principalities and authorities in high places. We have to realize that we have a real enemy. He is slick, and he's deceiving us and into thinking that it's this person, it's that person, it's this part. No, it's not. We have an enemy, And what he wants to do is destroy human beings. Anything made in the image of God, he is out the gate. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian, Republican, whatever. If you are a believer in God, you are an enemy of Satan, and he's going to try to destroy you. But we have something that's already defeated him. It's called Jesus Christ. It's called our Lord, our Savior. And all we have to do is return back to Jesus, and Jesus will step in and say, I will crush your enemy below your feet. That's what I do. And as long as we don't recognize that, it's not that God is mad at us. He's not. We're turning our back on him. We're taking him out of school. We're taking him out of the kneeling. We're taking the Bibles away. We're doing this.
Yes.
We're doing this.
We can't look at anybody else and point the finger unless we're going to be actively involved ourselves in bringing it back. We have to look that there are three fingers pointing back at us when we're looking at others in the process. It was Jesus who said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Absolutely.
Yes. But that's what we need, is the truth to set us free, and we need to follow that truth. It's being distorted, it's being muted, it's being muffled, we are being criticized, we're being put down. You know, so did Israel in the past, as you could remember as well, yeah. Anthony, the story of Nehemiah. He comes back to Israel. He comes back after a captivity, and the entire city of Jerusalem is destroyed. The walls, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 feet thick of stone, destroyed to rubble, not one stone on top of another. And so the people rallied around him. The revival came with Ezra and Nehemiah there, and they had a tool in one hand and the scriptural thoughts in the other hand, and they were doing both. And our believers today can't just have a Bible in one hand and just wait for somebody else to do it. We've got to take up the tool in politics. We got to take up the tool in culture, in all other aspects. And we've got to vote the right kind of people in. We've got to promote the right kind of morals. We've got to get involved. And if we don't get involved, nobody else will who has a foundation such as us. And Anthony, let's move on to money, the national debt. This is something that you probably talked about in What Have We Done as well, right?
Yes. What we have done with what we have done with money is beyond an abomination now. The fact is that there was even a song that one of the rappers wrote that said, get rich or die trying. And unfortunately, we have not only with the excessive ungodly spending, that it's like magical. We print money and have no way of really paying it back, supporting it, or whatever, yet we keep printing it, and we are indebted to practically the countries that do not even believe in the God, like China, like other countries who do not have any faith or belief in God. We are indebted to them. I thought somewhere in the Bible that we would be the lender and not the debtor. But because of the fact that we have lost our perspective, we've lost our focus on God, we are making money the new God. So now everyone says, oh, get the money. It doesn't matter how you get money, get money. Everything today in the media is geared towards telling you, well, he makes $1 billion, the 500 richest men in the world, the 500 richest women in the world. It's not about, you know, the character anymore, the morality anymore. It's about money in and of itself. That's what is the new God. When God said, you know, nothing wrong with money. He made those things, but it's the love of
you
money.
Love of money. And we're going to be back with Anthony Ford and his book, What Have We Done? We're going to be talking about the state of the world, the new world order, the one world government. It's prophetic, as well as coming in a play nationally, internationally, and there are some who are promoting this. And if left to Obama himself, he would want to be the one world president and the president of the United World itself if he had his brothers. We're seeing that all the way through. He's trying to destroy America so that can happen. We'll be back with Anthony Ford right after this.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIGuns.com.
STI, the sartrouille firearms at the highest level.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show. I've coined the phrase righting the right to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I for integrity, the G for godliness, the H for honor, the T stands for truth. Truth can set you free, my friend. The truth is that the founders recognized God as the source of liberty and law. The truth is our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. The truth is, in the distant past, our presidents, Congress, and state and local officials have acknowledged God. The truth is, even the courts have declared that we are a Christian nation. The truth is, American schools were formed to advance the Christian faith. The truth is, foreign nations acknowledge our Christian roots and heritage. So let's live in light of this truth. The result is freedom. This is Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network saying, with the truth, let's keep righting the right.
Even the Arab world grows tired of Hamas. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Middle East experts agree that the recent violence in the Gaza Strip is different this time around. What's changed is that the Arab nations, usually quick to condemn Israel for incursions into Gaza, have remained silent. Their patience for radical Islam has become so thin that they view Hamas as a bigger evil than even Israel. One CNN commentator calls the silence unprecedented. At least four Arab states, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, have aligned themselves with Israel. In a recent New York Times article, Aaron David Miller, a former Middle East negotiator under several presidents, said those countries' loathing and fear of Hamas outweighs their disdain of Israel. Stand with Israel. Visit lc.org.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
And welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. We also want to thank our local affiliates here in the Tampa Bay area to be with us. That is the Tantalk Radio Network, 1340, 1350, and 1400, WTAN, WDCF, and WZHR, respectfully. We have others, affiliates in the Republic Broadcasting Network, that are with us as well. And we thank them for joining us today with my special guest, Anthony Ford, author of What Have We Done? And Anthony, as we continue on, I want to close out on the national debt, even though this is the big elephant in the room, really, and get on to the New World Order and the One World Government ideas. But first, your last final thoughts on the national debt and our solutions.
One of the things that we should do, at least to alleviate some of this debt, is stop so much senseless spending. I mean, some of the senseless spending, with all due respect to the president, because God said pray for our leaders, the Obamacare was a senseless spending. It's not needed and it's not necessary. There are many other ways to tackle the chronic health problems that we had in America. You do not do this massive program that really was not intended to solve the health problem. It's just another big spending thing. We have to really look at how to spend the money that we're being taxed about in a much more judicious manner, even in a spiritual manner. I mean, we got to be good stewards of what we have, and that's the only way the debt is going to... We have so much debt now that our grandchildren will have to pay for some of the debt we have now today. And that's obscene.
Right. That's the second generation past us. It's just amazing on that in that respect. Well, the state of the world is in no better situation financially either. We look at Europe and its crumbling economy as well, and the Islam that is running rampant there, and in the Sharia law desiring to take over there. We're seeing that if we're going to be the last Alamo, if you will, of liberty in our world, that Obama and his executive branches, as well as Congress, are trying to make us just equal or lack of power and so forth. I'm sorry, I can't get it all out, but the fact is, he's trying to diminish our power and our authority of showing our love toward God as well as our love toward our neighbor. But the state of the world, we see prophetically, and you're familiar with that, I'm sure, of the New World Order and the One World Government that may be coming down the road. We want to stop it. We want to curtail it. We don't want to let it come. And under our watch, we're not going to let it come without a fight. What are your thoughts on the state of the world right now, Anthony Ford?
And being as brief as possible, I will put it like this. The last chapter of the book, What Have We Done, is called State of the World. It is not written from a professorial manner. It is simply looking at the world. Three things right now is preparing for what we call the New World Order. Instead of being covered by so much other foolishness from Kim Kardashian, myself, whatever. Right now, the situation in the Middle East has deteriorated badly. Whether we know it or not, it has deteriorated badly.
Right.
The relationship between Russia and the U.S. is deteriorated. We now have embargoes, and they're saying they're going to up this and up that. We have China right now trying desperately to find some way to electronically invade the internet system in this country to disarm us from our defenses. We also have, at the same time, we have Russia. Those guys just stole 1.4 billion email passwords and the like. I mean, this is what's going on right now. I assure you, this is the Bible says somewhere, not too distant future, someone is going to come up here and say, I have a solution to the Mideast problem. I have a solution to everything that you're suffering. He's going to be charismatic. He's going to make everybody believe he's right. And people like you and I are going to be considered intolerant. We're not listening. What's the matter with you, Christians? And this is going to be the Antichrist. All over the world, there is economic debt. There is the rioting. I mean, in many places, there's all kinds of things that the Bible clearly says this is the beginning. Not necessarily right now, but this is the beginning. And if we don't really look at the situation and say, God, what do? We will all perish, and it will be our fault. Because we're not simply looking at the signs that is obvious as day and night. When somebody can steal billions of your own emails and passwords, that is no joke. That is something to say. And like you said, this administration seems to be oblivious. I don't understand this. Oblivious to everything that's going on around it. They're undermining our authority. They're undermining God and God. You can undermine all you want. But remember this. When you need me, remember you turned your back on me. And that's exactly what we're... And it's all through history. But God is merciful. He is kind. He is just. He will say, okay, America, I can restore you. And only I. All this other stuff that we have in this world, the beacon, the light, the salt of the world, which was America, we had better realize that either we're salty or we will not be. As Ronald Reagan once said, we'll be on the ash heap.
Well, your book that talks about all of these situations answers the question, what have we done in them? Whether it's about our country, about our church, about the truth, about the money situation, about the state of the world. And it really comes down to the state of the heart of Americans here that can make the difference. And we are seeing that. We know from 2 Chronicles 7:14, a very familiar verse to many people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. And that's what we have to first do, humble ourselves. And then we have to pray, and we have to seek God. We have to pursue God in this, pursue until we get the answer, and turn 180 degrees from our wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and then he will forgive our sin and will heal our land. This is the way. This is the antidote, and it is not something that is easy to do. We understand this. It's been coming on with the corruption and the one-world idea, the one-world financial system, and the one-world banking system, the one-world dictatorships. And just this week, Anthony, I learned that Egypt has opened up diplomatic relations and is going to work with Russia, our enemy in this situation. And Egypt was always, we worked hard over, even in Carter's administration and others since then, we've worked to establish an Egyptian Arab presence there in the Middle East and so forth. And now Egypt is saying, U.S., you're not really cooperating with us. You're not really helping us out here. And you're really in a shambles as far as your foreign policy is concerned. We're going to go to a strong person who we know where he stands, and we're going to work with Russia. This is one of the things I don't think has been talked about much in our political foreign policy regime right now, but this is extremely critical. The dominoes are falling. But, folks, we need to fall on our knees. We need to pray to the Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We need to pursue him until we get the answers, and we need to take action. Your final thoughts today on our show. Thank you so much, Anthony Ford, for being with us. You got about a minute.
Your thoughts said it all, exactly, particularly when you mentioned Chronicles. We, as God's people, can do one thing and one thing only, pray sincerely and honestly for the country that we love, that God will intervene, turn our hearts back to the Lord, even pray for this president to give him wisdom.
Yes.
To know that there is one God, and I'm sorry, you're not it, and we must follow him. That's the only way. And everything you said about the little things that's happening about Egypt with Russia, and a lot of little things like that are happening around the world, right? Even here in Central America, the same thing is happening. China's infiltrating, Russia's infiltrating, and we don't seem to be aware of this. And like the Bible says, at the end of time, every nation will be against Israel.
Anthony Ford, your book, What Have We Done? I'd love to get a copy. Maybe you can send me a complimentary copy.
I've been working on that with Amazon. So I got to get these copies out because it's only in digital format now. But we're working to get it out in paperback so individuals can get it in the hand.
All right, my friend. We'll talk about your book in the future again and have you on. Thank you so much. Keep writing the right, my friend.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you, Reverend. Really, I appreciate you and what you're doing for us. Thank you so much.
Sir. Well, the Lord does, and he is good, and we're going to give glory to God on this. Thank you for joining me the second hour on the third hour, my Christian perspective on the news. I want to thank my co-hosts, my expert faithful sponsors, and special guest Anthony Ford today, the author, studio engineer Sam. We'll be back for another hour here, folks, and God bless you. Keep writing the right. May God bless America. May America bless God, and by all means, may God save the USA.
If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Pabst Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pabst, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.
I'm Glenn.